It's break time at Petraco Farms pepper fields in rural Adams County, Colorado. Raul Reyes Morales and Eduardo Gonzalez eat gorditas in the cab of a small bus, shaded from the summer sun.
How long will you stay here?
I work here for about 5 months, depending on the work.
The two men and about 200 others travel each year from Latin America to this farm to plant and pick lettuce, cabbage, and peppers. Morales says the two men are neighbors in the Mexican state of Guanajuato, but here they live in the same house on the farm.
It's comfortable here. I like it here. I like it there too, but here we cook together.
Both men are here on temporary visas. Gonzalez says after harvest in the fall, he takes the money he earns back to Mexico.
We're more comfortable there because we're with our family, but we have to come here to help us survive in Mexico. We bring ourselves here temporarily, seasonally, to improve our life a bit there.
The Department of Labor says it wants to change the guidelines for the houses workers like Gonzalez and Morales live in. The rules mandate everything from kitchen size to proper storage of chemicals to laundry facilities. Farms that had certified housing under the old rules will have to adjust.
So this is the house, and this is inspected by the state.
So you have bunk beds, small kitchen. Is it a fireplace?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. They don't use it.
Farmer Joe Petraco walks through one of his trailers adjacent to some packing sheds in the farm's main office.
There's more room in here than, let's say, a college dorm.
Petraco says state regulators swing by the farm regularly to make sure trailers like this one are up to federal standards. If the rules change, Petraco's worried he'll have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to retrofit trailers like this one. Take the roof, for example.
The roof is going to have to be 7 foot tall. That one looks like to be about 6'9". So the whole trailer is going to have to be modified.
The Department of Labor wouldn't comment for this story, but admits it doesn't know how many migrant housing units would need renovations. And it says it doesn't know how much it would cost farmers.
I'd say 95% of the farmers have very good intentions to treat those laborers well.
Don Thilmany is an agricultural economist at Colorado State University.
Because they are a really key component of their farm success.
Thilmany says labor rules have to strike a balance between upending the entire food industry and keeping farm workers safe.
There are the bad apples that either because of financial pressures or not being in the business for the right reason let their standards drop down.
But many farmworker advocates aren't pleased by the proposed changes either. Tom Thornburg is the lead attorney with Farmworker Legal Services in Michigan. He says farmworkers may not be any safer under new rules.
It's not just a problem for them because there is a standard changing. It's because there is a standard weakening.
Thornburg says the proposed changes water down existing standards for farmworker housing. And he says an even larger issue beyond the changing standards is that most states have few inspectors enforcing the existing ones. You can change the rules, he says, but what's the point if no one's being held accountable?
Whatever standard we end up with, there will still be the issue of how to get uniform enforcement of that standard across the board so that there's an even playing field.
Farmer Joe Petraco says he feels like he's being punished. And if the proposed changes go through, it could alter his whole operation.
We're not going to be able to provide housing anymore. We won't be able to afford it. I mean, those kind of modifications to a home are expensive.
The Department of Labor is still finalizing the housing regulations, and Petraco says he doesn't know the specific renovations he'll have to make. But without a space to stay, he's not sure if the workers he's depended on for years will return, putting his whole harvest in doubt. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.